WTAW News. Time is 6:05. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Today's meeting of the Texas A&M Board of Regents includes almost $75 million of construction projects on the flagship campus.
The regents are being asked to spend $5 million to reduce flooding. Drainage improvements are designed to help keep water from getting in the YMCA, Bacher, and Commons buildings. Repairs will be made to the Polo Field Detention Pond Dam, which failed a state inspection 2 years ago. That project includes removing 50 trees from the dam. And a creek running behind the Physical Education Activity Program building will be stabilized in order to prevent further erosion. $5.5 million is the price tag for adding electric and thermal energy lines on West Campus to serve a proposed data center on Agronomy Road. The agenda also includes next year's tuition and fee schedule for all A&M system schools and an update on implementing a consultant's recommendation to save $131 million on the flagship campus. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Texas A&M is among the state universities that will again ask lawmakers to approve tuition revenue bonds. The Austin American-Statesman reports A&M hopes to borrow $85 million for a biocontainment lab to study disease-causing organisms and $90 million for a new classroom building and renovations. Those bonds would be paid back by future tuition revenue. Last year, lawmakers couldn't agree on how to distribute projects, and Governor Perry declined to add bonds to any of the three special sessions. Bryan police are not saying whether money was recovered from a bank robbery Wednesday afternoon, but they did announce the arrests of a pair of 24-year-old local men. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the holdup at Prosperity Bank on Texas near Highway 21 took place shortly after an SUV was stolen at gunpoint from the parking lot of the Dollar General store on MLK.
Officers find the stolen vehicle on Old Curtin, and it was unoccupied. So officers came into the area and located. We have detained two subjects.
Jamario Butler of College Station and Jarrell Johnson of Bryan were each charged with four counts of aggravated robbery. McKeithen says no one was injured in either holdup. The sale of St. Joseph Health System has been completed to Catholic Health Initiatives. Technically called a transfer of sponsorship, Colorado-based CHI acquired Ohio-based Sylvania Franciscan Health. That includes St. Joseph's and two sister organizations in Ohio. CHI anticipates that substantially all Sylvania employees will retain their current positions. How quickly three changes are implemented to the Bryan City Charter is not known. Mayor Jason Byinski was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs if the amendments can withstand a constitutional challenge.
Just depends. That may be a court that would decide that in the future.
Byinski says the city, in good faith, will implement the charter amendments, which it legally can, noting what he called ballot language that was poorly written, vague, and ambiguous. The day after Denton voters approved a new ban on new fracking permits, the Texas Oil and Gas Association has taken the city to court. The gas fields under Denton have produced $1 billion in mineral wealth and pumped more than $30 million into city bank accounts. A lawyer for the trade group has asked for a prompt and authoritative answer on its request for an injunction to stop the ban from being enforced. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 58 degrees, and so far this week, nearly 3 inches of rain. As we wrap that up, we'll look at your forecast coming up next. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Joining forces with the BVSO, three world-class vocalists, 250 members of the Brazos Valley Chorale, Texas A&M Century Singers, Blinn Choir, and Brenham Children's Chorus present the masterpiece, Carmina Burana, on Sunday, November 9th at 5 p.m. in Rutter Auditorium. Tickets are available at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
Here's Rainy Knight, Class of 90, also known as Roofer Girl, with CR Systems, Inc.
This message is for building owners, large or small, or for property managers. The largest amount of phone calls we get at CR Systems, Inc. are emergency phone calls. We've got a leak and we've got to have it fixed now. What we like to do once we're there and get the leak under control is formulate a plan for your building and know what your goals are, if they're long-term or short-term, and develop a plan and not react to emergencies.
You can find the CR Systems Roofer Girl at theroofergirl.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 610 now, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. And time to take a look at our front forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof. It's the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Showers will gradually come to an end today, but we'll have lots of leftover cloudiness. Temperatures today about 65 to 70. It'll become partly cloudy across the region overnight. Lows will fall back to 50. Nice day tomorrow, mostly sunny. Certainly going to feel like November with high temperatures only around 65. We're clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows near 45. During Saturday, we'll start with sunshine, but clouds will increase during the day, a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie women's soccer was in action last night in the SEC tournament, and I'll tell you just how well they did, FYI. They did pretty good.
Yeah,
and
they did.
So I'll tell you when the next game is that they're going to be playing, as well as Aggie men's basketball returned to the court last night. Aggie volleyball is on the court tonight. So there's a ton of Aggie sports, of course, Aggie football later on this weekend on Saturday. All that plus some news out of both training camp, or not training camps, but news out of both camps of the NFL teams here in the Lone Star State. Some big news. I'll tell you all more coming up in sports.
I was busy putting all this other stuff together and missed that.
Well, way to go.
Now I have to wait.
I mean,
unlike Scott, I won't steal your thunder on the tease.
One of it is big news. The other one,
sort of big.
I mean, it's not really that big, but it's news.
All right. So well, we'll find out about 6:50. All of it together. Okay.
There you go.
All right. This lady decided she's going to go for a little drive and got picked up without two taillights. Okay. It's in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cops were suspicious because she looked, well, a lot older than the 22-year-old driver's license that she had. When confronted about this, she told the police she had a medical condition that makes her age faster.
Progeria?
Medical condition is what it said. I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
Believe it or not, she was lying. I know, shocking.
Oh.
She was using her daughter's driver's license.
What was she just pretending that she was, what's that Robin Williams movie? Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was pretending she had that disease, but she was using the daughter's driver's license because she'd already gone to the pokey twice.
Oops.
Because apparently she liked the Peruvian marching powder as well.
Well, if you're having troubles in your life, why not bring your kids into it?
Absolutely. Zach, that is an excellent point. And we'll visit where was Zach here just a bit as we do birthdays.
Weekend sports not enough? Watch Aggie Sports Overtime, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KXHD. Join Lee Benson and Chris Vallejos every Saturday as they take you inside Aggie Sports. See this week's scores, player and coach interviews, and injury updates. Replay highlights from all your Aggie sports, from football, baseball, softball, men's and women's basketball, and more. Catch Aggie Sports Overtime, Saturdays at 10 p.m., only on KXHD. When you need weather on the go in the Brazos Valley, download the KX Weather app on your smartphone. View your local radar. See not just 7 days, but 10 days out with KX Mobile 10-Day Forecast. Plan hourly. Get instant weather alerts when severe weather hits. And keep up or share your thoughts with the KX meteorologist on the KX Weather blog. Get access to all the weather information you need to start your day. Only from KX HD News.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 614 now. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia along with Zach Taylor and Patrick Zeiner. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right, here's what we got going on today. It's national, and this is something worth celebrating. It is National Nacho Day.
Yes.
If there's something to celebrate, National Nacho Day would be the thing.
I like them both ways. The fake sort of nacho-y cheese and then just shredded cheddar.
I like
it where you can pour it on. Mm-hmm. I don't like it where you can, but it's, and obviously it has to come with jalapenos, but you like yours with with kind of like the ground beef on it?
That's the thing. If there's more stuff, if it's just the cheese, I want to be able to dip it. I want to be able to wipe it up with my finger and lick it off. But if you got stuff on there, give me the shredded cheddar.
Well, guys, it's you're both in luck. As you've now gone into the preparation of said nachos for Nacho Day. Today is Men Make Dinner Day.
Yeah, so
I'm guessing at y'all's house, it's nachos.
It will be tonight.
And today is also National Saxophone Day. 5 days till Veterans Day. 14 days till the Great American Smokeout. If you're going to give that a shot. 21 days to Thanksgiving. 49 days to Christmas. And 806 days left of hope and change.
Wait, did you say it's National Saxophone Day?
National Saxophone
Day. So I'm going to go home, make me some nachos, listen to some Kenny G. How about that?
The soprano saxophone. Interesting choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so who's the birthday today?
Birthdays today. Emma Stone is turning 26. She was, of course, in Easy Eight. She's actually hilarious. She's really funny. She's Zombieland, Spider-Man, a bunch of different movies. Lamar Odom is turning 35. Of course, he was married to Khloe Kardashian, and he actually played for the Dallas Mavericks. Well, I say he played for the Dallas Mavericks. He was signed by the Dallas Mavericks, but he's kind of a head case now. 35. Taryn Manning is turning 36. She was in Hustle and Flow, Crossroads. She's also been in The Orange is the New Black. Wiley Wiggins is turning 38. He was Mitch Kramer in Dazed and Confused. So one of the kids is already 38 years old.
Holy cow.
Zoe McClellan is turning 40. Agent Brody on NCIS New Orleans, which I have yet to watch, but apparently it's real popular with a lot of kids now. Thandi Newton is turning 42. She was... starting Crash, Mission Impossible 2, play Condoleezza Rice and W, a lot of things like that.
Okay.
Rebecca Romijn is turning 42 today.
Not Stamos anymore.
Nope, not Stamos. Her and John split up. I guess he was eating too much Greek yogurt. Ethan Hawke is turning 44 today.
I either really like him or really don't.
Is it just the movies that it's either one way or the other, or just the way that he...
Yeah, it depends on the movie that he's in.
Oh, well. Kelly Rutherford is turning 46. Of course, Gossip Girl. Peter DeLuise is turning 48 today. Dom's kid, and of course he was in
the Disney show.
Not for sure which one exactly.
Oh, it's the one that
he was in 21 Jump Street. I know that.
Yeah, he's the one with Selena Gomez too. And I can't. Anyway,
High School Musical.
No.
Oh, anyways, Corey Glover is turning 50.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah,
it's sad that I know that.
Platoon. Angela Summers is turning Maria Shriver is turning 59 today. So she's no longer married to Arnold.
No.
So, Lori Singer. Oh, man, that's bad. Lori Singer is turning 57. Footloose, of course. She's also sister to Mark Singer.
Okay.
Glenn Frey is turning 66 today. Eagles.
Fry.
Yeah, him too. So, Glenn Frey is turning 66 today. I apologize. I'm a big Eagles fan. I just didn't.
No, that's okay.
I didn't say the last. Sally Field is turning 68 today. Gidget Flying
Nun. You like me. You really, really like me.
Sally Field's been around a while now.
Yes, she has.
Mike Nichols is turning 83 today. He was the director of The Graduate, Closer, mm-hmm. The Burgers. I didn't know this either, that he's married to Diane Sawyer.
I don't think I knew that either.
I didn't either. So she's quite a bit younger than he is. And that's all I've got for birthdays.
Very cool. All right, we'll check the Dow for you coming up next.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
E-tailers will roll out the bargains for Thanksgiving. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. If you want holiday bargains, you'll be more likely to find them on Thanksgiving Day than on Black Friday or Cyber Monday. Adobe Systems online shopping forecast says internet retailers will discount prices an average of 24% on Thanksgiving. Cyber Monday discounts will average 20%. Black Friday prices will be discounted about 23%. A lot of homebuyers are still paying cash for houses. Realty Tracks says cash deals accounted for just over a third of all home sales in the third quarter. But over the last 3 months, cash buyers did not get the big discounts they had been receiving. Realty Tracks vice president says that's a trend that bears watching. It could suggest the housing sector is headed for another bubble. Costco Wholesale reports last month's sales for U.S. stores that have been around a year or more were up 6% from October of last year. Stock futures are a little lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Are you ready for a personalized one-on-one exercise program? Super Slow is just that. Give them a call at 693-6100. Go in. The first session's absolutely free. Takes about 30 minutes or a little bit less. But most importantly, this is focused on you and what you want to get out of this program. Again, the number to call is 693-6100. Go in. Try the machines out. You know, there are machines that they've had since I started going there that I've never been on because that's not part of my personalized exercise program. So if you want one-on-one attention that can efficiently move you through a workout plan that you're committed to, then Super Slow is the solution for you. Call them today at 693-6100. Make the choice that can make a difference for the rest of your life. And again, it is a commitment to do just that. They'll work with you every step of the way. Give them a call at Super Slow Zone at 693-6100. Minutes a week in shape for life, Super Slow Zone.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the dust hasn't even settled from the midterm, and there's Obama at his presser promising to push executive amnesty. ABC News chief White House correspondent Jonathan Carl reported on election night that, according to White House officials, the president will move forward with an executive order on immigration, no matter how big the shellacking Democrats got. Now, even as Americans turned out in droves to reject his policies, Obama is compelled to act unilaterally to implement his agenda. So for the next 2 years, I'm sure the president will push more ideological issues through executive order. That's exactly why this election was so important, because our system of checks and balances will hopefully be useful in stopping these unconstitutional, unilateral actions by the president. I hope Republicans are ready for this battle.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
All right, so your holiday guests, they're going to congregate in the kitchen, the dining room, the living room. Well, it's the same at my place. So you can do what me and my wife did, and that's transform every room in your home with warmth and elegance before the guests arrive with designer blind shade shutters and drapes from Blinds.com. Hurry and take an extra 20 to 25% off top brand names at Blinds.com. Remember, Blinds.com for details. You get free color samples, free shipping, free expert design advice, and prices that always crush the prices you'll find in stores for the holidays. Blinds.com.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
May I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home. It's called Power Swabs.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, and if you want to whiten your teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. Just swab your teeth and you're done. Try Power Swabs risk-free by calling 1-800-663-5922. That's 1-800-663-5922. 1-800-663-5922. 2.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, 625, now 25 minutes after 6 o'clock. And here's one that'll tickle your brain for just a second. Every iPhone, iPad, and Mac shows the time in their advertising as 941. Do you know why?
No.
Because that was approximately the time when Steve Jobs would make all the biggest announcements during his presentations.
Why did he choose that?
I don't know. That's just the way it worked out. And my guess is some Uber nerd took note of it and went, we'll just put that on all the advertising.
That's strange. That's almost like, what is it, the Pixar, because there's a lot of guys that work for Pixar from Texas A&M.
317?
Yeah, it's like or was it the class number or something like
the classroom
that they
number.
Always, yeah, that they always put in their, so that's pretty cool.
626 now with the Infomaniacs. Let's check your headlines brought to you by Skyline Communications. Let's check your weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications.
Considerable clouds today. There'll be some leftover showers this morning, but they will gradually wind down. Temperatures 65 to 70. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be near 50. During the day tomorrow's high pressure heads our way. We'll enjoy sunshine. Highs near 65. Quiet weather tomorrow night with clear to partly cloudy conditions across the region. Temperatures near 45. Saturday morning sun will give way to clouds. Highs are going to be near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Have you ever had that sinking feeling when you look at your watch and you think, because it had just dawned on you that you forgot to fill in whatever blank here is for you? Well, this morning, it happened to me. As I was getting ready to find fun stuff to talk about with the Infomaniacs, I looked at my watch to try to determine what I needed to get finished to wrap things up to start the show. It's at this point that I had a temporary cardiac arrest and a giant butt pucker, for you see, I had looked at my watch, not the computer clock, not the clock on the wall, or the clock on the microwave, or the clock on the stove. It was my watch. So in a state of panic, I scrambled to get all my stuff together, hit print, praying it was the right stuff, threw it all into my bag, jumped in the truck, and fractured several speed limits, tested the drifting capability of my very large Avalanche, and tore up the road trying to get to the old radio ranch. I skipped the convenience store for my morning monster, plowed up the frontage road to hit the bypass at speed, and then I looked at the radio, and I see it's an hour later than it was on my watch. There, in that moment of stupefaction, my head cocked to one side as if I was listening to my master's voice. And then a stream of mumbled profanity spilled out of me like the kid from A Christmas Story. Now, I'm guessing you've already figured out what happened. Yep, I had reset all of the house clocks. The one on the stove, the one on the microwave, the wall clock, the one on the computer, even the one in my truck, including the time on the watch that I wear most days. Just not the one that I had chosen to wear today. So, if you're a watch geek like I am, consider checking to make sure you have reset all of them to the correct flipping time. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow, assuming I've set the clocks right. And that's my commentary, brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If, like me, you have inherited some jewelry that you know nothing about, David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange is the place to start your search. Through the course of time in my family, my mom inherited a lot of the wedding rings. In my case, I inherited an FOE ring. And David, in no time flat, took a look at him, told me what was worth keeping and what wasn't, and even did a little extra digging on the FOE ring so I could learn more about it. Find out more, go to David's Jewelry and Coins, that's plural, davidsjewelryandcoins.com, or go visit them. They're in the Hurricane Harry's Shopping Center. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill.
Started on our back corner.
Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill, or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online, 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan police announced two arrests from two armed robberies Wednesday afternoon. Officer Kelly McKeithen says it began when an SUV was taken at gunpoint from the parking lot of the Dollar General store on MLK.
Then as they were responding to that call, we received another call a few minutes later of an aggravated robbery that had occurred at the Prosperity Bank at 1500 North Texas Avenue. And for those who don't have visual, it's not that far from the first location.
McKeithen says the SUV was found abandoned and damaged on Old Curtin Road. A short time later, two men were detained for questioning. That led to the arrests of 24-year-old Gerald Johnson of Bryan and 24-year-old Jamario Butler of College Station. No one was hurt in either holdup. Police are not saying whether money was recovered from the bank robbery. Bryan voters this week overwhelmingly approved three changes to the city charter. Mayor Jason Byinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the courts may decide the constitutionality due to the language of the amendments.
City of Bryan will in good faith implement all components of the charter amendments, which it legally can. Do understand that the ballot wording that was submitted by the circulators was poorly written and vague and ambiguous. So the city couldn't challenge the ballot wording upon the interpretations of the intent of the petition circulators, but we are required to utilize the ballot wording exactly as it was written.
Byinski wished the turnout, which was about 35% of registered voters, had been larger. It didn't take long for the Texas Oil and Gas Association to carry out its threat to challenge Denton's fracking ban in court. Just hours after the voters approved the ban, the association is asking a judge to block the new law, and the association is bringing out the heavy artillery.
Former Texas Supreme Court Chief Justice Tom Phillips has weighed in and has, you know, argued that this particular ordinance is unconstitutional and that it won't stand up at the end of the day. So we're likely to see a long, lengthy legal battle.
Lawyer Brad Gildy won a suit in Wise County against the fracking industry. He says the matter will eventually be decided by the Texas Supreme Court, which has a history of siding with business. A national health care company now runs the St. Joseph's Health System. St. Joseph's parent organization, Ohio-based Sylvania Franciscan Health, is the 13th acquisition for Colorado-based Catholic Health Initiatives. A joint news release states substantially all Sylvania employees will retain their current positions with CHI. The St. Joseph Health System employs 2,700 between the Bryan Hospital, rural hospitals in Navasota, Belleville, Caldwell, and Madisonville, two long-term care facilities, and more than 25 physician clinics in 10 counties. CHI, founded in 1996, has 93 hospitals in 18 states. Indicted Texas Governor Rick Perry will be in court today as his legal defense team attempts to have two felony charges of coercion and abuse of power dismissed. One of the governor's lawyers, David Botsford, filed two motions to quash and challenge the oath taken by the Republican prosecutor.
We will continue to fight for the rule of law and for the governor's right and power to exercise his duties
and to prevent the assault upon the Texas Constitution that this indictment creates.
Perry's accused of threatening to veto the budget of the state's Public Integrity Unit if its leader, Travis County DA Rosemary Lemberg, a Democrat, didn't resign after her DWI conviction. She refused, and he cut the budget. Perry's opponents believe he was trying to prevent the unit from investigating his controversial cancer research institute. The governor's lead attorney, Tony Busby of Houston, may not be by his side in court. That's because Busby is a member of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents, which meets today in College Station. Business includes considering next year's tuition and fee schedules.
At the flagship, as revealed last week, a new student next year would pay an additional $124 a semester in tuition and another $2.32 a credit hour in fees for campus transportation. The Regents meeting also includes an update on the recent implementation of consultant recommendations designed to free up more than $13 million each year and another $3.5 million in one-time savings. Also on the agenda, almost $75 million in construction projects. At the top of the list, more than $53 million to replace the vet school's diagnostic laboratory. Administrators say the current lab, built in 1967, is antiquated to the point it jeopardizes biosafety and biosecurity and poses a threat to losing accreditation. Construction would start this January and open in the fall of 2016. And there's $10.5 million for a new student services building on West Campus who will be living in a new complex. The support building off of Holder Culture Drive would include a convenience store, a cafeteria, and a community learning center. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
State lawmakers will again be hearing from Texas A&M and other public universities about borrowing money for major construction projects. Last year, the legislature failed to approve almost $3 billion of tuition revenue bonds because there was no agreement on how to allocate the funding. The Austin American Statesman reports more than 50 state schools have a wish list of $4.5 billion. A&M is looking for $90 million for a new classroom building and renovations and $85 million for a biocontainment lab to study disease-causing organisms. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
'Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming Christmas issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Learn ways to have the kids help make those seasonal treats. Discover the latest in holiday wear for children. And Brazos Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the Christmas edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
The holidays are approaching, so give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video preserve and transfer your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other versions you can share on Facebook or YouTube. 2Video is a local company, so your valuable films and photos will never be shipped out of town. You can find them online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
At BB&T, sharing financial knowledge is our responsibility, our privilege, and our legacy. For more than 140 years, BB&T has been sharing the knowledge our clients need to move in a brighter financial direction. We also share a commitment to our community, supporting our schools, arts, and sports programs, helping businesses grow and families become homeowners. Because when you share knowledge, you share so much more. BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC, loan subject to credit approval, equal housing lender. Hi, St. Joseph Eagle fans. Sam Jones here reminding you to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagles football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jeff Paradowski, attorney at law, Napa Auto Parts, Prosperity Bank, Jason Bayinski, BCR Realtor, and Serve Pro of the Brazos Valley.
Listen to St. Joseph Eagles football, and special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Plus, we also repair smartphones and tablets. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 640, 20 minutes away from 7 with Kevin O'Connor sitting in for the vacationing Scott DeLucia. We'll check your forecast, and it's brought to us by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Check out their fall special now until the 28th. Lennox is offering up to $1,300 on complete home comfort system that's high efficiency heat pump and or air conditioner with the gas furnace or air handler. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Showers will gradually come an end today, but we'll have lots of leftover cloudiness. Temperatures today about 65 to 70. It'll become partly cloudy across the region overnight. Lows will fall back to 50. Nice day tomorrow, mostly sunny. Certainly going to feel like November with high temperatures only around 65. We're clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows near 45. During Saturday, we'll start with sunshine, but clouds will increase during the day, a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Kevin O'Connor, who's filling in for Scott DeLucia this morning. Coming up in sports, going to be talking some Aggie soccer. The ladies were in Orange Beach, Alabama, I was about to say California, Orange Beach, Alabama last night. They were taking on Georgia, and they did pretty well. I'll tell you just how well they did, as well as Aggie men's basketball was back on the court last night. Some news from both NFL teams in the Lone Star State and the San Antonio Spurs were in action. All that and more coming up in sports.
Thank you very much, Zach. Appreciate it, buddy. All right, post-mortem from yesterday. Now that everybody's had a couple days or a day and a half or so to kind of step away from what happened night before last, the president spoke to the nation yesterday, and after the giant Democratic loss, it seems like he all but doubled down, saying he, quote, didn't want to read the tea leaves as to what the voters were thinking. Then went on to say something that kind of stirred me up a little bit.
Oh.
And I know that's shocking. But he was very pointed in saying that only one-third of the voters voted. And two-thirds of the voters didn't. And that spoke volumes.
Oh, did it?
That's what he said.
Oh, well.
So, you know, I'm not a tinfoil hat guy. I'm just not. But it appears to me that the amnesty that's coming down the pipe, he can say, well, those two-thirds want this. So, you know, I can't completely rely on the vote because only a third of the people voted. Purely opinion.
And historically, I mean, it's just, no, it's a midterm. Turnout's going to be low.
Right.
I'm actually a little shocked it's as high as it ended up being.
And yeah, I am too, kind of.
I mean, you could use the exact same thing in the Republican side about his elections just because, part of it, too, I think more people are going to show up for a presidential election, obviously.
Well, they obviously are.
Than a gubernatorial election or a local election, but that's always been the case. I mean, you've got a lot of people out there that aren't coming to the polls. That two-thirds sounds a lot. That sounds like a whole lot of people.
That's pretty common, though. He just said a third voted, two-thirds didn't, and that speaks volumes.
There are lies, damn lies, and statistics.
You're absolutely right.
And one thing I was happy about yesterday, there wasn't a lot of crowing from people who would normally be happy about a Republican win, a conservative win.
No, I would agree with that.
This red wave, and I think what stood out was that it was a much larger win for the Republican Party for conservative ideals than a lot of people even predicted on either side. But there was a lot of sort of wait and see because even Sean Hannity, who can sometimes be a little rah-rah.
True.
He
was couching a lot of stuff, saying they've got to do it. They've got to show up. They've got to pass legislation, and they've got to make the president stand on something.
Well, I think it's because everybody now turns towards Washington and doesn't believe anything that any of them say.
No.
And I think that's part of it. It's like, oh, you've been elected. You've been elected to do something. Now do something.
But that's heartening to me, because one of my complaints has been there's not a dime's bit of difference between the two. One is Democrat and one is Democrat light.
Oh, I would agree wholeheartedly.
And we will see over the next 2 years. And it's up to the voting public to hold them accountable in between now and election time.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Will it happen?
Fingers crossed. I'll actually hold my breath this time.
I don't know.
I'm hopeful and changeful.
Hopeful and
changeful. Hopey and changey.
I just found the whole thing quite interesting from mm-hmm. his speech. Some of the leading House Democrats announced that they will seek to remain atop the party. Nancy Pelosi is like, no. I want to be the minority leader. And Steny Hoyer did the same thing. Pelosi wrote, only by changing our political environment and broadening the universe of the electorate can we build a strong sense of community and economy that works for everyone.
Okay, first of all, compromise always ends up with people on the right moving left.
True.
It just angers me. And I had a lot of my friends say, what's wrong with compromise? It's time to compromise. I hate the phrase compromise is a dirty word. It is a dirty word because I don't like compromise. I will accept common ground. But if you have principles, you don't compromise them.
Well, Rance Priebus went down that road because he very matter-of-factly said that the Republicans should not capitulate to President Obama. That's
We're
a quote.
Gonna take it.
Zach, do you like water?
Yeah, I love it.
I like whole milk. Maybe you don't like whole milk. Should we get skim milk or should we both agree to have a beer? Wouldn't that be great? That's not compromise.
Wow, we've done our own beer summit here.
I know.
That's very impressive.
I know. See, even the president knew. You grab a beer, because no one likes skim milk. Come on.
I like skim milk.
Tastes like water.
Back off. All right, let's get into the minutiae of some of this. American Idol alum Clay Aiken got run out of town on a rail.
Man.
He got blown out by 17 points.
Now,
17 points.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. He has come out, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I was just checking. I don't.
And we'll wrap it up with this. What do you think the biggest trending thing on Facebook was concerning the election?
Mia Love?
No.
Oh.
Otherwise, I love her. I think she's awesome.
Okay. What?
Marijuana.
Yeah.
The biggest ballot issue discussed on Facebook, marijuana. Facebook logged 58 million interactions having to do with the election from 27 million users. Marijuana topped the list. Alaska, Oregon, Washington, D.C. all legalized. Guam voted to legalize medicinally. Florida was 2 points short of making it legal.
Mm-hmm. Man.
58% of the voters supported legalizing it, falling short of the necessary 60%.
There's an online group keeping track of how many states have turned to legal marijuana, and they've begun replacing stars on the flag with pot leaves.
Oh, my gosh.
Stands at 5 right now.
Wow. I'd be real curious in the state of Texas, because obviously we are considerably more conservative.
It's a big state. We could ruin a lot of other states' tax plans if we did. I mean, if any other state legalizes it surrounding states where it is legal, their outlook, their prospects of how much tax they can bring in might drop because they'd no longer be the tourist destination.
Because I'm thinking, you know, if it's legal across the border, how many people are going to go to Louisiana
mm-hmm.
or Oklahoma or whatever the case may be?
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, they will. They've already shown it to be, it works pretty well for them in Colorado
mm-hmm.
to the tune of, I think, what, $10 million so far in tax revenue garnered from marijuana usage?
Less than they thought, but certainly not a pittance.
Yeah, nothing to sneeze at for sure. All right, at 6:48, we'll check your sports here in just a little bit with Zach. In the meantime, we'll get to Plant Talk Texas with Neil Sperry, brought to you by Producers Co-op.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 8th, it's show swine products. Show pigs are very popular, but management can affect success. 4-H and FFA youth and their parents are encouraged to attend this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Sometimes in Texas, you want to get better drainage. Sometimes in Texas, we have to change the grade, but you have to do so very, very carefully. I'll be back with some important information on how you can change the grade of your landscape right after this important message. I can finally offer you the book I've always wanted, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars. Puts them all into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, and it's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. It would make a wonderful Christmas gift item. Now, I self-published this book, so you're not going to find it in stores. You won't find it on Amazon, only from my office, only from my website. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. Chapter 1, Basics of Texas Horticulture. Chapter 2, When to Plant, Prune, Fertilize, and Spray All the Plants in Your Landscape and Garden. Individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also turf, grass, and fruit and vegetables. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769 or go to neilsperry.com. As we begin to talk about changing grade, we must acknowledge that clay soils accept water more slowly than sands. As a result, when heavy rains extend over a period of time, we're very likely to see puddling, especially in those clay soils. And that's not what we're concerned about. The bigger problem comes when the water stands there 2 or 3 or 5 days after the rain has let up. Before we go any farther, we need to identify a term known as the water table. To explain, if you were to dig a post hole 4 inches wide and 15 to 20 inches deep, immediately after one of those heavy soaking rains, you would expect the hole to fill up with water. If you watched the hole over the next day or two, you probably would see the water level drop. Its level in the hole is exactly the same as the level in the soil, and that level is known as the water table. Every pore space that normally would be filled with essential air, specifically oxygen, below that water level would be filled instead with water. The higher the long-term water table, the more difficult it is to grow most plants. Their roots literally will rot due to the lack of oxygen in the soil's pore space. The next step, should you determine that the soils are staying too wet, is to develop a plan of attack for the water. Identify its source. Where is it coming from? Is it coming from the roof? If so, upgrade your guttering and downspout system. Is it coming from adjacent property? If so, erect a berm to deflect the water away from your property or install grade-level drains. They're inexpensive, made from green plastic. They fit into 4-inch PVC pipe. Carry the runoff to a storm sewer or ditch, and you are home free. If the area is simply too low, consider raising it, if you can do that without damaging trees and shrubs whose roots would be covered. You should never add more than 1 inch of new soil over more than 25% to 30% of the roots of any tree or shrub. There actually are times when an area is just lower than all its surroundings. It may very well be that you simply cannot add any soil. Those are times to have a French drain installed below grade. These are from the same basic concept that is used by farmers who tile the waterlogged fields. And it really does carry the water away. You're looking up French drains. A landscape contractor can put one in for you. It takes very little fall to be efficient. They work well. I'm Neil Sperry, landscaping with natives in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. The 7th-ranked Texas A&M soccer team got goals from 3 different seniors to notch a 3-0 win over the Georgia Bulldogs in SEC tournament quarterfinal action last night in Orange Beach, Alabama. Bianca Brinson, Annie Koontz, and Megan Strait each found the net as A&M improved to 3-0 all-time in SEC quarterfinal rounds. As you can imagine, Coach G was quite the happy camper.
I was real pleased with especially the second half performance. I thought that all 3 goals we scored were high class. For Annie to get that goal right at the beginning of the second half, which came off of a great build-up, a counter that we started in our back corner to be able to go ping, 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 have Shea run through and get it to her was awesome. And then we got a chance to play a lot of people. A lot of people made really positive contributions. But especially, I thought our defense looked really, really strong tonight.
G
and the ladies advance to the SEC Tournament semifinals tomorrow at Orange Beach Sportsplex. They'll take on either Missouri or South Carolina in a 3:30 match. Aggie men's basketball returned to the court last night to host Texas A&M Commerce in an exhibition game at Reed Arena. Led by newcomer Jalen Jones' 16 points, six Aggies reached double-digit scoring to defeat the Lions 80-71. It was a win, but Coach Billy Gennady said the guys looked a little rusty.
It was definitely a first game. You know, you could see that I thought our guys made some mistakes. First game mistakes that I was a little bit disappointed in, especially the older guys, but I was really proud of our young guys and how they played. And I think Commerce is a very good team. You know, people don't realize that in college basketball, you get two pretty good players like they have inside, and the McCauley kid and Darrell Williams, you know, they can cause problems. And they're a veteran team, and they were a big reason for that.
The Maroon and White will officially kick off the season Friday, November 14th against Northwestern State at Reed Arena. Tip-off is slated for 7 p.m. Texas A&M volleyball is back at home tonight, hosting SEC conference foe LSU. The Tigers are one of the hottest teams in the country as they come into Aggieland riding a 9-match win streak. First serve is at 6 o'clock. It's back to SEC play for Aggie football this week as the guys travel to Auburn to take on the third-ranked Tigers. The teams have played twice since the Aggs joined the conference. A&M ran away with the first meeting in 2012, 63-21, but fell in last year's game 45-41. Receiver Malcolm Kennedy was present for both of those games, and I asked him what a win this weekend would mean to the team.
It could completely change this entire season. You know, we've had a few games where we didn't play where we like we wanted to. We played down. I think to win this game would just give the guys more hope. I'll probably say it probably reawaken, you know, some of the spirits on the team. Some people are down, you know, and it happens. It's a part of life, but a win would be great for us right now, especially against Auburn, a great opponent. Nick Marshall, those guys, they're going to play hard. We know they're going to play hard. We're just going to go in there and give it our best shot. You know, I'm going to be happy with the result because, you know, I'm always riding out with the Aggies.
Malcolm and the guys take the field Saturday afternoon at 2:30. Pregame with Dave and Dave kicks off at 1:30 right here on WTAW. From the college gridiron to the NFL gridiron now, Brandon Whedon took snaps during the Dallas Cowboys' practice yesterday in London while quarterback Tony Romo sat out because of his injured back. Romo missed Sunday's loss to Arizona with his third back injury in the last 18 months, but head coach Jason Garrett is optimistic that Romo will be able to make the Cowboys kickoff against the Jacksonville Jaguars Sunday at noon. Some news out of the Houston Texans camp. It'll be Ryan Mallett, not Ryan Fitzpatrick, taking snaps for November 16th's game against the Cleveland Browns. The 26-year-old Mallett spent his first three NFL seasons as a backup for the Patriots before being traded to Houston on August 31st. Manu Ginobili helped the Spurs to a 94-92 win over the Atlanta Hawks last night. Tim Duncan had 17 points and 13 rebounds. San Antonio and Houston tonight take on the Rockets at 7, and the Dallas Mavericks are in Portland taking on the Blazers at 9:30. That's been your morning sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. On that old News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Call
calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online. 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor in for Scott DeLucia with a look at your forecast right quick. Brought to us by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof. For more, go to 268roof or unitedroofingpros.com. Today, we got a 20% chance of rain. That looks like it's mostly going to dry up here pretty quick and a high of 73. Tonight, we'll clear off and see an overnight low of 48. And then tomorrow, sunny and 67. It's 59 at News Talk 1620 WTAW College State.